Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets. Today we are on location in Cambridge, Ohio. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere because my buddy Curtis VSO, you might know VSO Gun Channel, he's getting married and he invited us to come up here, so can't wait to see my buddy get married. Proud of him. But we've had this conversation for a very long time, for years, about how many people in our community would like to see Donald Trump change what he has said about the Second Amendment. And I showed you the video not too long ago. I'm going to post it above for you to watch if you haven't seen it. And that was right after he was shot in the face, right? And he changed his tune when somebody asked him if, you know, because the shooter used an AR, if that changed his viewpoint on people having access to those weapons. And he said, no, people need those to protect themselves. And it was the most pro-2A thing he's ever really said. And, last weekend we were at the Goals event in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Donald Trump had an address for the crowd that he recorded for Gun Owners of America. And this is the most pro-2A thing I've ever heard him say. A few of us, and many of us in the industry, have been attempting to get messages to him, have him address some things, change the way he says things, to see if he's really changed his tune. But I want you and all your friends, if you get them to watch this, I want their opinion on this, because he's never said anything quite like this. Roll it.
Hello, Gun Owners of America. I'm so proud of your work defending our constitutional rights, especially our always under siege Second Amendment. That's what it is. It's an under siege Second Amendment, but we're going to keep it strong. We're now running against the most radical gun grabber that has ever been nominated for president of the United States by far. Kamala Harris has supported gun confiscation schemes throughout her career, and she does it constantly, and that's what she wants, and she's looking for mandatory buybacks. We're not going to let that happen. But let's call it what it is, really. It is gun confiscation, and it's a violation of your constitutional rights. I've been fighting this for years. And we've never given up a thing, and we're not going to give it up now. That's really putting her right alongside some of the most dangerous dictators anywhere in history. If you think about what she's doing, it's terrible. We can never let it happen in our country. We're not going to let it happen in our country. As California Attorney General, she opposed concealed carry permits for law-abiding citizens unless they could demonstrate an extraordinary need to carry a gun beyond concern for personal safety. The need was so strong that practically nobody was able to get one. That's really a radical position, but in contrast, I will always defend your constitutional right to protect yourself. When I'm president, I will always listen to Gun Owners of America. I want to congratulate all of you because you've really come a long way in a short period of time. You're strong on guns, and that's the way we want it. Right now, I need every single gun owner to make a plan to go and vote. The one thing with gun owners, and I don't know why, maybe they're just have a certain way about them, maybe they're rebellious, but they don't vote. They got to get out and vote. If the gun owners of this country voted just a small percentage of them, we would have a victory like you've never seen. So I ask all of the gun owners to get out. We're going to win the election. We're going to win it for all of us. And I hope that you will be there to help me get it done, because we really have to get out. We have to vote. Remember, gun owners don't vote. I don't know why, but this election you have to vote, because this is the most important election in the history of our country, November 5th. The most important election. I think it'll be, frankly, the most important day perhaps in the history of our country, because our country is really a nation in decline. We're now a nation in decline, and we're not going to take it. We're going to turn it around. We're going to make America great again. I want to thank all of you. Get out and vote, please. God bless you, and God bless the great patriots that are listening and seeing this message. Thank you very much.
All right, so there you have it. Donald Trump saying he will listen to Gun Owners of America when he's in office, if he gets elected, reelected. I've been telling you guys and gals, in fact, I've been traveling the country talking about it, there are almost 10 million gun owners who are not even registered to vote. The deadlines in many states are coming up. We, the gun owners of America, not the group, but us, we can absolutely change every single election that happens if we get involved. That's the we the people part. A lot of people say our votes don't matter. Votes don't count. But a personal friend of mine lost by 407 votes, Brandon Herrera. That's like 1.2 people per precinct in that district he ran for. So if one person in each precinct got off their ass and got to the polls, Brandon Herrera would be the next congressman for Texas 23. People got scared of the weather and had a record low turnout. But you do matter. Your vote does matter. Your voice does matter. Let me know what you think down below about what Donald Trump said. Does it change things? I think that our rights are absolutely on this ballot this year. This election, we have somebody who has proven, while she's been in every office she's held, that she is looking to take the Second Amendment away from people. She did it in California. She's done it when she was in the Senate. She's done it as a vice president. And she's promising to pass an assault weapon ban, red flag laws, universal background checks, and to force gun buybacks if we allow her to be elected as president. So I'm hoping you all get involved. I'm hoping you guys and gals go register and vote, especially down ballot, because we can make changes. We've seen a lot of positive changes, and it comes down to us. We need to get back involved. And like Trump said, gun owners, for whatever reason, don't vote, but we like to bitch and complain for what happens in the election. So get out, register to vote, and let me know what you think about Donald Trump's video. Thank you to the Gun Owners of America for getting a message to Donald Trump, and hopefully he's changed his tune. I mean, he's saying the right things now. Let's see if he acts on it. I appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Take care.